This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a brand new guest coming on. I'm excited to have him on here. The name of the company is Metella Realty and Streaming LTD. We're talking no other than Brett Heath. He is the president and CEO. Well, they trade on the CSE, Canadian Stock Exchange, ticker symbol MTA, and they also trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol EXCFF. Brett, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You know, give my listeners a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you do exactly.
Yeah, sure. So we are a royalty and a streaming company, and you know, we're focused on precious metals. And the listeners are probably more familiar with mining companies, specifically gold mining companies, when they're looking to get exposure to precious metals or a little bit more leverage when you're looking at a precious metal investment rather than buying just physical. And, you know, really that's where our companies come into play. So the benefit of a royalty and streaming company, and there's about a dozen of these companies that focus on precious metals, from, you know, multi-billion dollar companies all the way down to kind of where we are just starting. So very proven model, but the benefit is really a less volatile way to get exposure to gold and silver prices than the mining companies. And the reason that is because what we do as a royalty and streaming company is we own interests in a diversified portfolio of these mining assets. So where, you know, the typical gold mining or silver mining company, you know, you're exposed to kind of one asset, one jurisdiction, you know, one, all the other risks that go around with mining, and mining can be a very tough business sometimes. So, you know, our goal here is to build a vehicle that really is something that can be much more attractive, but then also outperform the mining companies. And that's kind of what's happened with these royalty and streaming companies. But to kind of zero in on the model and the concept of how it works is, we give mining companies capital, upfront capital, in exchange for either a royalty or a stream. Now, a royalty is a very simple, they've been around for a long time, it's a very simple financial product, and essentially is all we do is, for that upfront capital, we get a percentage of whatever's produced. So if it's a gold mine that does 100,000 ounces annually, and we have a 1% royalty on it, then we get delivered 1,000 ounces of gold. Now, a stream is very similar. It's often used more with byproducts. So let's call it a big copper or a big lead zinc mine, and there's a byproduct of gold or silver. That's where the streaming structure comes in. And it's also very similar. We own an interest in that asset. The only difference is with a stream, there's an upfront payment and then an additional ongoing payment per ounce that is below the market price. And then the difference is between what we buy it at and then what the market price is how we get paid back. And by owning a diverse portfolio of these things allows us to, one, understand our costs are fixed, and then two, it gives us a lot of the upside the mining companies get with a lot less of the risk that they traditionally have.
What is usually the turnaround time after you guys fund $1 million to a mining company that you actually start seeing the revenues trickle back in?
Yeah, so this is, you know, different for every transaction. So what we are right now, we're focused on producing assets. So you know, our goal here is to get immediate cash flow to shareholders. And what we really want to do, and, you know, we're a new company here. And, you know, like I said before, there's some very established, much, much bigger companies in this space. And, you know, what we want to do is build, you know, really the best gold and silver company for this next bull cycle. And that's really what allows investors to kind of profit from a rising gold and silver price in these types of structures and these types of businesses.
I want to switch gears here for a second. I'm pretty excited about your new management team. Can you elaborate on that? I think you got a new CFO. Is that correct?
Yeah. So we just, we just teamed up with a group out of Vancouver, and a very, very, well diverse group. The team that we were able to get, has had a lot of experience with building new companies and then also selling companies. So kind of all the way through the whole chain of our growth profile and process, we feel very confident and we're very lucky to have this type of support as a public company. So, the CFO, corporate secretary, 10 to 30 years experience, and just the full back office support that we need to grow the company successfully.
Can you tell my listeners a little bit about your competition, one, and what sets you apart from that?
For sure. So this is important, because this is really, one of the main kind of reasons why you want to own our stock rather than some of our competition. Now, to just back up, one phase here. The bigger companies the companies are split up into kind of three categories. So you've got majors, mid-tiers, and then juniors. And the majors, much more well-known companies, Franco-Nevada, Silver Wheaton, Royal Gold, these are multi-billion-dollar companies, using the same model. So it is proven. They're also looking at much, much bigger transactions. And then there's the mid-tiers. There's a couple companies in there, Sandstorm Gold, Osisko Mining. Again, these companies, even though they're mid-tiers, they're still, almost a billion or a few billion-dollar market cap companies. So again, they are starting to look at bigger and bigger deals as well. And there's a couple other companies, and I guess our peer group, if you will, on the junior side that are, less than a few hundred million market cap. But even these companies still have slightly different business models than we do. And what has been able to drive our growth is that because of the success of this model and the success of this type of business, the larger transactions and the bigger companies are kind of competing a lot more at the high end, and it's become more competitive, but it's had the reverse effect for really the deals that they were looking at to grow to be billion-dollar companies. And that's opened up a lot of opportunity for us, and we've been able to do great deals with much more attractive and robust returns than, the big ones that the big guys seem to be competing over a lot more.
My guest today is Brett Heath. He is the president and CEO of Metella Royalty and Streaming LTD company. They trade on the CSE, ticker symbol MTA. They also trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol EXCFF. What transactions have you guys recently announced? Have you done any M&A recently? And maybe you can give us an update on that.
Yeah. So, like I said before, we're a new company. So we've been around, and we started this new business about 10 months ago. And in the last 10 months, we've had 6 transactions. We've acquired 19 royalties and 2 streams, of which we have 3 material producing royalties and streams, and then 3 kind of material development. The rest of them are earlier stage kind of exploration royalties. The last transaction that we did was with a publicly listed company that trades in the U.S. called Coeur Mining Inc. It's a multi-billion-dollar company, very, very well-run precious metal producer, top 10 silver producer in the world. And we did a deal with them to acquire 4 assets. And this was a 13 US dollar million dollar transaction for these assets. And we're really excited about it. We're really excited about partnering with Coeur on this. They've through this transaction will become our largest shareholder. And we're looking to other other similar companies to really provide the best vehicle to monetize the space. And really what made sense for Core is, you know, they're a mining company and they're really valued off their mining assets and not these royalty and streaming assets. So it made a lot of sense for them and a lot of sense for us to basically purchase those assets, and then they can realize that value through our vehicle. So that was an interesting one. And it also significantly enhances the cash flow profile of the company. So, you know, we're looking to put out guidance here for our fiscal year 2018 of, you know, somewhere between $5.5 and $6.5 million Canadian dollars. So, you know, call that, you know, four to five US about. And what we want to do going forward, which is really important for your listeners, if, especially if they're interested in, you know, owning gold or owning a gold type of proxy investment, is that what our mandate is internally is to reinvest 50% of our free cash into more deals. So we have an organic way to grow and add value, but also take the other 50% of our free cash. Obviously, this is kind of after you know, G&A and taxes. We take the other 50% of our free cash and we pay that back in the form of a dividend. So we can provide one, a great yield to our shareholders, which we're, you know, in the position to do here in the near future. And then two, also add value with the cash flow that's coming in and provide that leverage, because every single dollar that gold or silver goes up, we capture that upside and we deliver that right back to the shareholders. So it's really, you know, the best way to get gold or silver price exposure for this next bull cycle. And, you know, what we believe is we're just in the early stages of it. We've been through, down cycle that's lasted 4, 5, 6 years. It's been a very tough down cycle for the mining companies. And typically when you see these tough down cycles is right after is when you get these very, very robust up cycles. And so we think we're in the very early stage of this, and that's why we're accumulating all these assets right now. And, you know, if you just kind of look back on other companies in our sector, as I mentioned, there were some really big companies in our sector, like Franco-Nevada is about a $17 billion market cap in Canadian dollars. And, you know, really it's one of the best performing stocks of all time. And a lot of people don't know that, but there's a tremendous amount of leverage that you can get with these types of companies because of the way that they're structured and the way that you can really capture the upside to, you know, new discoveries or mine expansions or a number of things that that you get with the mining companies. But instead of just having all your eggs in one basket with one mining company, you have exposure to what we want to do is build a portfolio of 20, 30, 40 of these assets. And then the probability of, you know, great upside surprises is just that much higher.
Well, Brett, you said it all. You said it a lot. Brett Heath has been our guest today. He's the president and CEO of Metallica Royalty and Streaming LTD. They trade on the Canadian Stock Exchange, ticker symbol MTA. I want to thank you for stopping by, giving us an update, and introducing yourself and your company to my listeners. We're going to keep an eye on it. Stock price is currently at 45 cents, American dollar, that is, and their market cap's around $26 million. Hopefully, you'll come back on the show. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully, you'll come back in 50 days and give us an update.
Yes, that sounds good. Thank you again for having me.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.